Good Day Journal. Your life is similar to that old school tape recorder you received as a birthday gift in the 1970s. Yes, you remember that old school tape recorder? You had to push the play and record button at the same time to record. Life is that way. You must hit play, meaning move forward while concurrently hitting the record button of your heart, mind, to capture the memories of your life. Without pushing play and record simultaneously, you can only replay ancient memories. You cannot create new memories if you don't press play and record concurrently. Speaking of play, you must compete up to your full, unlimited, God-given potential in this life to live your best life. In other words, you must fully participate in life with your entire being. You must act with a sense of dogged determination and hair-on-fire urgency, as if you were an actor on stage during opening night. You must perform your best today. It's the call of life, which is how your life goes. You are responsible for pushing both the record and play buttons. You cannot hit another combination of buttons. If you do, your life will never be as the spirit intended. Look, at times I know you want to rewind and redo a moment, but you do not have any promises that things will be any different if you go backward. Going backward could only make your life worse. Rewinding the tape and attempting to re-record a wrinkle in time could bring into reality unintended life permutations you do not want to be part of. The best you can do is to keep moving forward, to play out the hand dealt to you each day. You must repeatedly keep going forward daily with or without the same people or things who are part of a past moment's recording. In life, we all have our old school tape recorders. We all must hit play and record. Otherwise, life stands still. Otherwise, we live in a time called the past, reviewing what could have been. Sometimes you try to fast forward to a time that is not yet and hear nothing. There is nothing you can gain by living in an undetermined future. The future is a blank tape and can only have soulful sound and colorful texture based on what you do here and now. Refrain from trying to rewind the tape or fast forward the tape of your life. Live in the moment. Hit the push and record buttons simultaneously now. As I mentioned previously, sometimes those who are part of a day's recording may not be part of tomorrow's. Such possibilities are perfectly okay and as to be expected. Life issues each of us an old school tape recorder to tape what we want for our lives. Nobody's old school tape recorder has the requirement to record the same things. At times, who we are and what we want from our lives differs from others, even those we love and adore. Like two people on a journey. A time will most assuredly come when you and those you travel with, including those you love and cherish the most, will reach a fork in the road. You might say, "Hey, I want to go to the right." And they may answer, "Well, I want to go to the left." Then you'll say in unison, "Love you later." And this is entirely okay. As I said, we all have our old school tape recorder. The divine gifts and expects us all to create a specialized and personalized mixtape chronicling the manifestations of our most audacious hopes and dreams. There may come a day when you and those you parted company with at the fork in the road find out that what you thought was a fork was merely a roundabout. At some point, you may run into one another again and choose to journey forward once more, to have a portion of your life again contain the same recording. You might also discover new people and things on the journey that are as worthy as any recording you have. And there might be no need at all for the presence of a roundabout. What is best is that no matter the road or who you meet, you stay on the path the Spirit directs you. Life works that way. Instead of asking you to stop recording, to rewind, or fast forward, the Source wants you to keep moving on. Each day, life provides all you need to make sweet music, to create a beautiful mixtape in the moment. Not meant for you to live in the rearview mirror or pressing the rewind button is life. When a person or thing is gone, do not spend time and energy longing for what is no more. To do so is to neglect the present. The present is a gift that you must always respect. Do not live your life trying to hit the pause button again to keep something from ending. When things do not go as you initially saw them in your mind, keep the play and record buttons pushed down. An ending of anything is but a natural conclusion. Keep living out this moment as if you are in a live performance, giving the best performance of your life. Utilize the past moments, the previous people, places, and things in your life, like all great actors, as the motivation to perform better today than yesterday. Do not cry over what once was. Rejoice over what is, and celebrate about what is about to come. Enjoy this day with everything there is inside you. Enjoy this day with all who want to share this day with you. Again, please, I beg of you, do not hit rewind trying to recapture time spent doing something different, trying to be present while also trying to remind yourself about time spent with others who are no longer part of your life circle. Be present in this exact moment of now. Keep your fingers on the record and play button so you never stop living in the moment and making great new memories. Keep the record and play button pressed down because one fateful day, sooner than you know it, the Source will hit replay and review the mixtape of your life.
Reflect and write. We must accept that going backwards is not an option. Each day that we are granted is a mandate to keep moving forward, because the way we look is the way we will go. Nay reminds us today that we are best served when we live in the moment, being fully present where we are, accepting that the road we are on is the exact one the Source intends for us. Take a moment and reflect. Have you been neglecting the present by spending time rewinding and longing for the past? Are you constantly pushing the pause button, trying to hold on to what is, without considering that what is ahead of you could be even better? Do you attempt to hit fast forward, thinking too much about what might happen in an unpromised tomorrow? What will it take for you to become one who consistently and intentionally lives in the right now, cherishing everyone and everything that is with you in this moment? Now act. Today's action is simple. Be present in this exact moment of now. I encourage you to get up from where you are and head outdoors. Don't let the weather conditions deter you. Bundle up if necessary and plant your feet on the ground. Once you are there, take some deep cleansing breaths and pay attention to what is. Observe the sights, the sounds, the smells. How are you feeling in this moment? Use this as an opportunity to practice gratitude that you were given another day to be a better version of you. Rejoice over what is and celebrate about what is about to come. When you find yourself tempted to hit rewind, pause, or fast forward, we invite you to repeat this exercise as a reminder to be present in the moment. Now journey forward.